Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our good shepherd, who walks with us and guides us every step of the way to our heavenly home, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We read verses 5 through 9. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So let me take you back a little more than 21 years ago to July 6th, 2003. On that Sunday, a brand new, green as could be, fresh from the seminary pastor, preached his first sermon and used this very same text that I just read. That new pastor, in case you couldn't guess, was me. And that first sermon came at the end of what I would describe as a very rough week. To say it was like a living nightmare is probably putting it a little mildly. I hadn't anticipated just how lonely it was going to feel to be dropped 1,500 miles away from my friends and family and be kind of just plopped there all by myself in this new giant city of Houston. I wasn't anticipating just how stressful it would feel when you are the pastor. When you pick up that phone and you say, hello, this is Pastor Luke, and they ask you a question, you can't go to the supervising pastor or to somebody else. You have to answer that question. And then as the first day started and all my family had left, I thought, well, what do I do on my first day as a pastor? What's the first thing I do? There's so many things I can do, and my head began to spin. So I jumped on the lawnmower and mowed the lawn to try and collect my thoughts. It helped a bit, but it was still a very stressful week. In the middle of the week, my mom gave me a call, probably expecting to hear just how wonderful and how great the transition was for my first week. And I walked into an empty room in my house and sat down in the corner, and she says, Luke, how's the first week going? And I said, not good. And I just started crying. So just so you know, I've been crying from way back. So if it happens again today, it's nothing new. To top it all off, near the end of the week, my computer crashed. And I barely got the sermon and the bulletins printed for the first Sunday. So that brings us to that moment where I finally get to preach my very first sermon. And if you thought I was nervous that day, just think of the congregation that was gathered there in the north suburb of Houston, Spring, Texas. Here was this kid, in case you didn't know, I barely looked old enough to drive when I was standing there in front of them on that first Sunday. This child, who barely looks old enough to drive, is going to be our pastor. He's going to guide our congregation. He's going to be the spiritual guide and shepherd of our congregation. At 25, I looked pretty young. People would come to the door and ask if the pastor was home. Is your dad here? It happened all the time. Turns out I don't get that anymore. I'm kind of sad that I don't get that anymore. As it turns out, this was the perfect sermon text for my first sermon in the ministry, and it was just the text that was for that Sunday. I didn't choose it intentionally, but God had plans for that day. The perfect text for me and the members of that congregation. It was an excellent reminder of just no matter how uncertain, how scary, how change-filled our lives can get, as Christians, we walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm struck by how much that first sermon and the thoughts of that text and this theme are applicable to us today on this day, which I'm here to preach my last sermon to you as your full-time pastor. That day, much like this day, was a day of anticipation. But much like that day, it's also a day of uncertainty. and even anxiousness about what the future would bring, and maybe some doubts as to whether God will make good on his promises, whether he's going to keep the spiritual needs of the congregation in his mind and care for you all in the future. And so if these are thoughts or feelings that you come to the worship service with today, and I will admit these are some feelings and thoughts that I have today as well, we need to be reminded of the words of our text. We walk by faith, not by sight. This should be one of our mottos as Christians, some words to live by. Why is this a good motto? Why is it so important in our life? Because when we walk by faith and not by sight, the Apostle Paul reminds us we can walk with confidence. In fact, he says in verse 6, we are always confident. Always. Even on a farewell Sunday. When we walk by faith, trusting in what God has promised us, not depending on what we can see, what we can observe, we can always walk with confidence. Now, I'll admit, when I first preached the words of this text on that very first Sunday, even as I was preaching them, I was not confident at all. I was not confident in myself, at least. I was, in fact, scared to death. And I had a conversation with some of the members a few years later, and I heard their end of that day, and they said, Pastor, we were pretty scared to death, too. We didn't know what was going to happen, and you show up, and we're like, oh, this is our pastor, huh? But I look back, and I say, well, how did it all work out? Looking back over the 21 years of my ministry, and looking back over our past 7.5 years together, I can look back with thankfulness. Thankfulness to the Lord for his grace and his faithfulness alone. Because I can tell you, if it was left to me, it would have been a disaster. And after my phone call with my mom that first Wednesday, I would have gotten on a plane and gone home. He has worked all things for good, even as he promised. So look back at your own life. Whether you look back 21 years ago, 50 years ago, or even just during our time together here at St. Stephen, can you see how God has worked all things for good in your life? Even when all you could observe with your eyes and your senses screamed, this is not good. This is not going to work out. This is going to end in disaster. I pray that by God's grace you can see his consistent, unconditional love and faithfulness at work in your life. So how about going forward? Aren't the words and theme of this text vitally important for us to hear as we sit here today and look to the future? What is it that's going to carry us and guide us through this time of uncertainty and change? Not just uncertainty and change for you, but also uncertainty and change for me. As pastors, we preach first to ourselves whenever we write a sermon. Well, what's going to carry us and guide us? The same thing that has carried us and guided us all along. For the past 7.5 years of my ministry here and for the entirety of our lives, and that is God and his word. Can we go forward and confidently walk by faith and not by sight? We can. We can. And let me share with you a paragraph from that very first sermon that I preached. Why can we walk so confidently? Look what God has promised us. Look what God has done for us. First of all, Paul tells us, now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God. What has God prepared for us? In the verses which come just before our sermon text, Paul tells us this temporary dwelling that we're living in, the tent of our body, will be swallowed up by life. That is what God has prepared for us. Life. Real life. Eternal life with him in heaven. He secured this life for us at the cost, the greatest cost to him, the suffering and crucifixion of his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. if God was willing to go to that unthinkable extreme to make sure that we would share eternal life with Him in heaven, He is most certainly going to do everything necessary to ensure that we are fully taken care of in this life. Paul writes of this in Romans chapter 8, "He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" Not only do we continue to walk confidently by faith as we enter a new chapter here at St. Stephen, we also walk in righteousness. The love that God has shown us in Christ inspires us to continue to show our love for others. In verse 9 of our text, Paul says, "Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to Him." That's a reminder that whether it's here at St. Stephen, or in your homes, in your workplaces, in your schools, wherever you are scattered throughout the Bay Area, or throughout California, where a number of our members live, scattered throughout the state, we have so many opportunities to do things that are pleasing to Christ. Whether it's something as simple as preparing a meal for your family, taking care of your children, helping out at a work day here at church or school, serving food or cleaning up at a fellowship meal, or something as time-consuming as teaching at our Christian day school, serving on the church council, or in the women's auxiliary. All these acts of faith, great and small, are well-pleasing to Him. And these acts of love and service are especially important now as you are going to be served by our vacancy pastor, Mark Gullerud, and Lord willing, a new pastor in the future. He and the future pastor will need your love and your support as we go forward. Mark is not the same as me. The new pastor will not be the same as me. And in some ways, that's a very good thing. But in some ways, it might not be the way that you expect, or maybe not the way that you prefer. We all have different gifts. We all have different levels of experience. I'm sure that Mark and the new pastor will do things differently than I have done them. Will God still work things out for good? Yes. Again, if we look back and see how He's worked things out, as I went through a period of transition and change when I first got here 7.5 years ago, did He work those things out for good? I would say the answer is yes. But again, thanks to God's faithfulness and grace alone. You see, the important thing is, even though many things may change over the next few weeks, months, and years here for you at St. Stephen and for myself and Jules over the next few months and weeks and years, the most important thing will remain the same. I may be leaving this week, but Jesus has promised you and me, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I may not be preaching in the pulpit here anymore on Sundays, but you will still have God's word and Jesus' promise that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. And think of what a blessing it is and a reminder of God's providing for us that already next Sunday, God has provided that Pastor Gullerud will be right here preaching these same promises from God's word next Sunday. He and the next pastor will preach and teach the word faithfully to you in all its truth and purity, with all its authority, just like I strove to do while I was your pastor. Pastor Gullerud and the next pastor will administer the sacraments, the Lord's Supper and baptism among you faithfully, and will pray for you and be concerned for your spiritual well-being. These are the things, the most important things, that will not change. So when we look at ourselves and our situation right now as a congregation, we might think there's pretty good reason to be afraid of the unknown, to be apprehensive or anxious about what lies ahead of us. We might wonder, as we've received the disappointing news again today that yet another pastor has returned our call, when is God going to send us our next pastor? What is the ministry of this new pastor whenever he comes? What's it going to be like? We may think about how times there are more empty pews than full pews in church. We may be anxious or worried about the future of our school. This is what we might think, what we might feel when we walk by sight. But when we walk by what we see and can observe with our own eyes, we are not walking correctly. We're not truly walking with our eyes open. Because our text reminds us we do not walk by sight, we walk by faith. By faith, we know that God has blessed you and me and this congregation and this school and this ministry at St. Stephen tremendously in the past. By faith, I know that God has a reason for bringing us all together and for allowing me to serve you and for allowing Jules and myself to live among you and serve with you for the past 7.5 years. And for that, I'm very grateful and thankful to him. By faith, I know that God has promised to bless those who preach, those who believe, and those who live by his word. They will be blessed. By faith, I know that we have the one thing that is needed for true life, and that is the very words of God himself, the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And by faith, I know that the next pastor, with the help of the Holy Spirit, will bring this powerful, life-saving, life-changing word to you and preach that gospel and the whole counsel of God faithfully to you to the best of his ability. Now, will there be some hard times, some adjustments, some difficulties ahead? Yes, there very well may be. Will there be some sorrow and some tears because we will not be able to see each other? Or serve God together on a regular basis as we have for the past 7.5 years. Yes, there most certainly will, and there already has been. But as Paul said in our text, we are always confident. After all, just because we walk by faith and not by sight does not mean that our faith is blind. It rests permanently, firmly, and confidently on the eternal words and promises of God himself. The Apostle Peter once wrote, and Peter was an eyewitness to these things, he said, "And we have the word of the prophets, God's word, made more certain even than seeing the resurrection of Jesus or the transfiguration of Jesus with our own eyes." He said, "It's more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." God sent his very own Son to die on the cross to save us from our sins. He raised him from the dead to give us life. He has given us faith through his Holy Spirit's work in the Word and through the sacraments. That same Holy Spirit lives and works inside each one of us and has given us God's guarantee, as Paul says in verse 5, the guarantee of our future inheritance in heaven. Therefore, we can always be confident, and we can say with all believers in Christ, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.